Well, I think a couple of things to note is that obviously there's been some press recently about increased sales for electric cars more generally, regardless of it being in Kent. And so that's encouraging to see that whilst at one point sales of electric cars were seen to be relatively low, that they're starting to take off. And I think they're in the UK about double what they were at the same time last year or just about. So it's encouraging to see that sales have increased more rapidly now. As for Kent and why it might be Kent that's leading the way here, it's always difficult to tell. But Kent's typically known to be a high income area, one of the highest income areas in the country. So we would think that might be important in terms of the purchase of electric cars, which tend to be more expensive than their petrol alternatives. But also Kent has a good area geographically for the infrastructure of electric cars. As a relatively densely populated county, that means that infrastructure is more likely to be closer at hand to people. So it's quite an certain parts of the county are quite urbanised. And if you look at where the number of electric vehicles are highest, it's in places like Sevenoaks, Tunbridge Wells, Tonbridge and Morling, where they tend to be highest. And these are obviously urban areas, but also relatively densely populated, also high income areas. Obviously, as a consumer, when we're presented with different alternatives, sometimes we buy based on our emotion and other times we buy based upon being able to evaluate how different alternatives stack up to us in terms of their benefits and costs. And I think typically the equation in regards to electric cars and hybrid vehicles has been that they're quite costly alternatives. So despite providing a number of benefits, overall they might be regarded as being too costly. But I think even though prices are higher, there are some people who feel it's the right thing to do and to buy products that are more environmentally friendly. And so in that sense, electric cars would seem to fit the bill.